2021. Control Alt Delete. It's the Altitude Podcast. Let's go. You got a dream, I have a dream. You
have a dream. Let's move our dream. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz, and I'm back with a brand new for you. You, that real that you can feel. Now, let's go ahead and get into it today, guys. Today, I want to talk to you on the subject of control and alt and delete. Now, let me talk to you real quick. I personally believe that our successes and our failures are imminent in our lives. They're guaranteed. They're going to happen. There's no running. There's no ducking. There's no dodging. There's no look at my dabbing that you can do to avoid it when it happens. However, there is something that you can do. You can respond. However, nowadays, the responses that we initiate are 100% on us. Oh, wait.
They've always been on us. What do you know?
Seriously, guys, in life, 100% of your responses are on you and solely on you. And in life, you really only have two choices: to be controlled by a situation or to control the situation that you delve into. At any point in time, you have the right to hit reset on your life and to hit reset on your situations that are going on around you. Now, on a computer, for example, reset is normally done by hitting three buttons, right? Button number one, control. Button number two, alt. Button number three, as Matt Hardy would say, delete, delete, delete. And in today's podcast, we're going to talk about ways that you can control, alt, and delete situations to allow you to reset your life. So, with that being said, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing I want each and every one of you to understand is that in life, things happen. There is no 100% controlling situations. You can only be guaranteed to control the responses that you provide in return. So you have to understand, not everything that happens in this world happens solely because of you. Sometimes things just happen. And the sooner that you can accept that sometimes things happen just because it's the way of the world, it's the way the universe is aligned, it's the way that God decides to make things move, then you will be a lot happier. Your mental will be at a lot more peace. That was a terrible way of saying that. Your mind will be at peace when you know that things happen at times. But again, you control what happens. Oh, that's right. You don't, do you? That's right. You control how you respond. Number two, it's not always your fault that things happen. Now, granted, there's always going to be repercussions for the actions that you commit. So no one here wants to be ignorant to that fact, and we're not going to start being ignorant to that. But I want you to understand that there are going to be things that are going to happen in your life. Some obstacles, some struggles, some detriments. You may think that everything is to the good between you and a friend, and you find out that friend has beef with you because of something that you said or did, and you still don't understand why, because it wasn't that big of a deal to you. Maybe you did something at work, you broke something, and you thought everything was okay, and then when you got your check, you saw your check was short a couple of dollars, and you're wondering, oh man, I normally have an extra $50 to $100 in here, and I'm gonna need y'all to run me my coins. And then you find out they're not there, and then they tell you the reason, and you're like, well, I'll be. Hey, look, there are things that are your fault at times. And those two things I just mentioned, those are when it is your fault. But not every single situation that occurs is your fault. So keep that in mind. And the last thing I want to bring to your attention is every response that you decide to provide in this world, every single one of them, it comes with a consequence. So with that being said, make sure that you respond wisely to situations as they occur in your life. Now, with those three out of the way, that things happen, everything that happens isn't always your fault, and that you will receive consequences for the responses that you elect to choose. Now let's talk about Control, Alt, and Delete individually. So one, we're gonna talk about how you can control yourself. Number one, if something happens in your life that does not go the way that you want it to, and it is causing heartache, it is causing pain, it is causing worries in your life, if you feel that pain, this is gonna be a hard one for a lot of people to hear, but I need you to take this one, internalize it, and accept it for what it is, okay? Take the L and grieve. I'm gonna say it again. Take the L and grieve. That means accept the fact that you're going to have to take a loss. Take that loss and grieve. Have your moment of being hurt. It's okay to admit you didn't always win. It is okay at times to fail. Real life situation that I went through. I finally got an opportunity to be an Army commander, and while serving as a commander, I ended up under an investigation while in command, which eventually I came out clean for, and I was able to move on, receive an evaluation, and I moved forward with my career, and everything is still going strong and well. Obviously, I'm still blessed to wear the Army uniform, so things cannot have been to my detriment. However, while I was going through those situations, I literally, day in and day out, went through the feeling of, why am I going through this pain? Why do I feel like I am wrong? Why do I feel like the world is pointing its fingers at me? You start discovering things that you had no idea. You start finding out people that you thought had your back never had your back from the beginning. You find out they were just there because they wanted to ride your coattail off into the sunset. You find out that the leadership skills that you thought you had, you needed to sharpen up on because evidently they were as dull as death. You start finding out the good things about yourself, and you find out the bad things about yourself. You find out where all of the backstabbing is coming from. And the problem is that when we're all going through failure, all these things hit us at one time. And so many people want to go through that pain immediately and feel like they can jump back out there. That by the time they get back out there, you are still holding emotional baggage, and that baggage you use to attack the people who actually have your back. And then guess what happens? Guess what they do to you? You get stabbed in the back again. You get told to your face how people see you. You begin to question, can you do it? Can you lead? Can you just be a good person? Can you stay in the rain? Shout out to New Edition. So that's why I tell you, take that L. It's okay to admit that you failed, but take time to feel that pain, because there is no healing if you do not know that you're bleeding. If you don't know that you're bleeding, you're probably bleeding out. This is the truth. Never forget that it's never over. That's gonna help you control your situations. I'm telling you, when I lost my grandfather, I thought that life was over for me. Because I said to myself, this is the only male mentor I have in my life. Who is gonna teach me the right from wrongs as I go through? As I'm about to walk into negative situations that I may regret for the rest of my life, who am I gonna pick up the phone with to tell me, hey, Ken, you need to get yourself together. Pull your head out of your butt, get your mind right. And when I lost him, I knew that the world was over. And I eventually found out that it wasn't, because that man taught me everything that I needed to know. Douglas, I love you. T-Bone, I love you. Rest in peace. But understanding that it's never over for you makes it a lot easier for you to go out there and to do your thing. Next, I also want you to envision the person that you want to be. Listen, it's very, very hard to control who you are going to be next until you have taken time to analyze the person that you once were. As you go through critical events in your life, you are a different person coming out of the other side of that. It's like a person who decides they want to get in shape. If you were big and you were heavy set prior to your weight regimen, when you come out the other side as a smaller person, that smaller person product is proof that you will not be the same, because now you're shaped a little different. The same methodology correlates to how we change and evolve with time. You have to envision the person that you want to be post-traumatic incident, because if you do not, there is no true guarantee that you are going to become the person that you want to be on the other side. You may come out of this situation thinking, okay, I'm going to be just fine. But if you went through a traumatic event in your life and you're going to end up reliving that again and again and again every single day, let me tell you something from experience. It will affect you. Maybe not every day, but you're going to have those days. You're going to look that demon back in the eyes again. And you're going to be wondering to yourself, can I do it? Can I hang? Do I still have it? Can I dig deep enough to persevere? And what you have to do before you get to that place, ladies and gentlemen, is you have to envision the person that you want to be so that you can build the best you coming out the other side of that situation that hurts you so bad. And then here's the last piece. Get ready for this one. Some of y'all might want to buckle up, buckle in. It's getting ready to get bumpy for you real fast. The last thing I'm going to tell you in regards to controlling your situation is don't expect other people to understand or to even stay by your side. You see, when people are winning, the crowd is normally a little bit larger. You ever notice that when boxers are winning, all of a sudden all these celebrities want to walk out to the ring with them? They want to hold their belts when they're walking out. When you're doing well, everybody is talking you up on social media real big. Your hater base is extremely large because people want to counter the fact that you are just as good as you are. There's a lot of different dynamics that come into you just being you. But let me tell you, when something crazy happens, when something knocks you down, it's a completely different environment, ladies and gentlemen. It's a completely different environment. The same people that were pointing at you, telling you, oh, you're out of your mind, you're crazy, these are the exact same who disappear. And the people that were always by your side, some of them, they vanish because they don't care about you anymore. You're not their meal ticket. You're not their money maker anymore. You are not the W in their life. And because you're not giving them what they need anymore, you just became a little more relevant with an IR in the front. Now next, let's talk about how you can alternate your life. Let's talk about how you can alternate your life, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, you can stop ignoring the situation. In order for you to change a situation, you have to know that it's going on. And two, you have to immediately stop ignoring it. When I've gone through situations in my past, I thought the best response was to ignore the situation happening and keep moving forward. Let me tell you something. The people that tell you that I just ignore situations and I keep moving are the people that have the most demons inside of their hearts, and you have no idea. I can tell you that from being the person that held a lot of those demons growing up. You cannot hold on to problems and pain and keep moving forward without dealing with them, because one of two things are going to happen. Either eventually you're going to have to deal with it, or it is going to deal with you. And as long as you both are present in the same space, you will never have full control over your life. Big facts. Hashtag it. Post it. Put your boy Official K Fitz right beside it. Next, you need to realize your worth as a person. You know, when football players, basketball players, baseball players, hockey players, when they have incredible seasons, that paycheck gets a little bit fatter, doesn't it? Oh yeah, that paycheck gets a lot bigger. When you perform, the money gets a little bit bigger. But before those guys got to that point where the paychecks got a little bit nicer, the cars got a little nicer, the clothes got a little bit silkier, all that good stuff. You know what had to happen first? What had to happen first was that they had to look at themselves and say, I'm worth it. And they proved that they were worth it through their sweat equity, through their hard work, through their dedication, through creating a body of work that validates the worth that they already saw in themselves. They don't wait for someone else to tell them their worth. They knew it when they walked into the room. I need you to know your own, because once you know your own, things change. You begin realizing that person that talked crazy to you, that ain't happening no more. Because based on my worth, based on how I evaluate myself, I don't tolerate that. based on how I evaluate myself, this is what I am capable of. This is what I know I can do. This is who I will allow myself to be around. This is what I will allow into my life. This is what I am willing to let disappear. Now, when it comes to talking about realizing your worth, we're going to talk about that in depth in another podcast episode. But for now, we're going to digress. Last one. Let's talk about what you need to delete. Remember, it's three buttons. You have to hit Control, Alt, and Delete together if you want to get to that task manager and you want to start deleting things off so you can reset how you handle things. Number one, you have to delete standards and beliefs that don't make you better. That's a very, very hard one. And this goes back to what I said earlier about taking time to not ignore the situation and reflect on yourself so you can figure out who you are and what you're not, i.e. realizing your worth. Because once you realize your worth, your standards and your beliefs change. You believe in yourself a little bit more and your standards raise a little bit higher. It's just like stocks. When your enterprise value goes higher, so do the price of the stocks based on the shareholders continuing to buy into you. Big facts, hashtag that. Anyway, number one, guys, you have to delete standards and beliefs that do not align with the person that you know you are right now and the person that you're trying to become in the future. Number two, delete people who don't make you better. You gotta get rid of those people that don't make you your best you. So if they wanna stay up late night, but you know that you in law school, you in medical school, and you're trying to get yourself together, that's a big no. If you know that that person does things that aren't the most legal and you're trying to become a lawyer, it's probably a big no. If you're just trying to have a normal relationship with the missus or the mister and your friend likes not being the most loyal person to the person that they're with and they're going out to go be unloyal and you know it, probably not somebody you need to be around. I used to hang around a crowd that was not the best for me. And it took me a couple years to realize that, you know the reason you're not growing? You know the reason why you're not seeing things happen that you want to happen in your life? It's because you are hanging around what you are. You want to be average? You hang around average. And I know a couple people are going to be offended, like, oh,
you think you're so much bigger and better than everybody else? You think you're just this and that? Oh, you think you're so bad?
Boy, if you don't get... No, it's not that I think I'm just this and that or big and bad. No, it's that I stopped ignoring my situations
and I realized my worth.
Sometimes you have to get people out of your life so that you can reset yourself and refocus to become who you were destined to be. Last thing I'm going to tell you, delete any distractions from your path. Delete distractions, guys. Listen to me. I know some good friends of mine who are on path to be the biggest, the best, the baddest in the land, I tell you. And one blunt killed all of that. One line of cocaine crushed all of that. They talk about building computers, but they spend more time on YouTube watching videos. Eric Thomas said it best one time. God gave you 24 hours and some of y'all are playing video games with about 1/4 of it. I mean, wow. Let's delete the distractions. You know where radical change comes from? Radical change occurs where radical sacrifice is as well. Where there is radical sacrifice, more than likely there is radical change. And if you are willing to provide that level of sacrifice, you will begin to see a shift as you begin to do so. When one less hour is spent in front of a TV and another hour is spent in a book, where one less slice of pizza goes into a person's mouth and another helping of veggies takes its place, where one less night of doing nothing is present and a night is there of planning the following day, where you take an ounce of sweat to save you a gallon of blood. These small things begin to matter, guys. So one more time for the folks in the back.
Control!
You gotta control your situations. If you have to, take the L and grieve. Have your moment of being sad and depressed and pull yourself out. Number two, don't forget the fact that it's not over yet. It's not over until the fat lady sings. And last time I checked, she's still putting on the pounds right now so that she can become the fat lady so she can sing. Number three, make sure you guys are envisioning who you want to be. Number four, don't expect other people to understand your situation or stay by your side, because people are fickle, and when you're winning, they're there. When you take an L, people begin to slowly disappear. That's just how it works. When it comes to alternating how life is going for you, you have to stop ignoring your situations. Number two, you have to realize your worth as a person. And number three, you have to be proactive and look long range. See, I just gave y'all a bonus one because my brain is working so well today. Lastly, when it comes to deleting, you have to delete any standards or beliefs. Delete any standards or beliefs that don't make you better. Number two, you have to delete people who don't make you better. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care, if they're not here to see you grow, they gotta go. Let me say it again. If they're not here to see you grow, they got to go. And lastly, guys, you gotta delete distractions. Anything that's gonna distract you from the end goal, it's gotta go. Thank you guys so much for listening in, as you do every week. It is the Altitude Podcast. Formerly the Dream Mover Podcast, but now the Altitude Podcast, as we prepare for the launch of my new book, Altitude Tales of Resilience, which will be released when? December 31st, 2019, right before the new year comes in. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Altitude Podcast. Next segment. Let's go. Hey guys, that's all the time we got for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Altitude Podcast. Make sure you guys are following me on all social media. That's at Official Kate Fitz. You can find me on the gram, on the book, on Twitter, on the snap, all those good places you can find your boy at. Don't forget my book, Altitude the Climb. It comes out on December 31st on Amazon. So be looking for that book when it comes out. As always, guys, I appreciate your time. I love you to death, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. Move your dreams. Move the world. I'm out of here.